From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. An international tribunal in The Hague Tuesday rejected China's claim of sovereignty over most of the South China Sea and ruled that it violated the maritime rights of the Philippines. The long-anticipated landmark ruling resulted in a sharp response from Beijing, which refused to participate in the case and warned it would reject its conclusion. China's ambassador to the U.S., Sui Tian Kai, said in Washington, the ruling will disincentivize negotiation and intensify conflict.
This arbitration case will probably open the door of abusing arbitration procedures. It will certainly undermine or weaken the motivation of states to engage in negotiations and consultations for solving their disputes.
He said Beijing remains committed to negotiation with other parties. Philippines Foreign Secretary Perfecto Yasay urged those concerned to exercise restraint and sobriety. U.S. spokesman John Kirby said Washington supports the rule of law.
We support efforts to resolve territorial and maritime disputes in the South China Sea peacefully and through arbitration such as this. This decision is an important contribution to the shared goal of a peaceful resolution to disputes in the South China Sea.
A senior U.S. State Department official said the ruling creates an important diplomatic opportunity for productive discussions. Calls for a stay-at-home protest in Zimbabwe apparently went largely unheeded Wednesday amid a strong police presence and after the arrest of a Baptist preacher who began a social media campaign calling for the work stoppage over the country's corruption and economic woes. Evan Mawarire was charged with inciting unrest and disturbing the peace. He called for the job boycott for Wednesday and Thursday as protests in the southern African country intensify. This is VOA News. The top U.S. commander in Afghanistan, General John Nicholson, said Tuesday that President Obama has given him greater freedom to strike out at the Taliban under new rules of engagement, announced during a visit by Defense Secretary Ashton Carter.
We discussed President Obama's recent decision to grant additional flexibility to the U.S. commander here in Afghanistan, flexibility that will maximize the use and effectiveness of our forces that are already here in Afghanistan to support Afghan forces.
Nicholson said the new rules will have been used on an almost daily basis in support of the Afghans. A fragile ceasefire called by rival leaders held Tuesday in South Sudan's capital Juba after 5 days of artillery and small arms fire that left hundreds dead and displaced some 36,000. The truce was called Monday by both President Salva Kiir and his longtime rival, First Vice President Riek Machar. General Dow Utterjong is allied with the former rebel leader.
The forces under me are part of government forces. They will not fight government. South Sudanese people, they are requesting, it is a need of people of South Sudan to have peace. We don't want to continue in senseless war.
The violence raised concerns the country was slipping back into civil war. Nobel laureate Malala Yousafzai spent her 19th birthday Tuesday in the world's largest refugee camp, which the Kenyan government plans to close down by year's end.
I was here to speak out for girls here, and as the camp is going to be closed down soon, I wanted to make sure that the girls' education is not affected by it.
More than 300,000 mostly Somalian refugees call the Dadaab camp in eastern Kenya home. Kenya alleges attacks in the country by al-Shabaab militants have often been planned in the camp. UN and opposition officials warn intense fighting in the northern Syrian city of Aleppo threatens a humanitarian disaster as hundreds of thousands have been cut off from basic supplies. And two non-governmental organizations said dozens have already died of starvation in the besieged town of Madaya. Britain gets a new prime minister Wednesday, Home Secretary Theresa May replacing David Cameron, who chaired his last cabinet meeting Tuesday after resigning over the result of the British referendum last month to leave the European Union. At least 22 people killed, dozens more injured when two passenger trains collided head-on in the southern Italian region of Puglia Tuesday. Prime Minister Matteo Renzi promised an investigation. Ugandan opposition leader Kizza Besigye was granted bail Tuesday after being held for 2 months in detention on treason charges. He failed for a fourth time to unseat longtime incumbent President Yoweri Museveni. The sun-powered Solar Impulse 2 landed in Cairo after a nearly 50-hour flight from Spain. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.